If you've ever walked into a closet and closed the door, you've experienced a world without light. Without light, we can't see a thing. But allowing us to see things is only one aspect of light, especially sunlight. Today, we're just going to talk about what light is and how it moves. What is light? Light is a form of energy called radiant energy, but the light you can see is only one kind of radiant energy. Scientists usually describe the range of radiant energy as a spectrum or a series of energy bands. Visible light bands are in the middle of the spectrum but are only a small part of it. On each side of the visible light are bands representing invisible radiant energy. Those on the left side have less energy than the bands on the right side. For example, gamma rays are much more powerful than radio waves. Now, on to how light moves. Scientists have two ways to describe light and how it moves. The first way describes light as tiny, invisible particles or packets of energy called photons. Because photons are energy, not matter, they have no weight, even if you gather together billions of them together. Light is also described as moving in waves. These waves are measured in terms of their frequency, or how closely together they travel. High-frequency waves travel more closely together, meaning that more of them pass a given point in a period of time than low-frequency waves, which are more spread out. Scientists measure frequency by a property called wavelength. Wavelength is the distance between the peak of one wave and the peak of the wave next to it. Tomorrow, we will talk about where light comes from and how light interacts with different objects.